My name is Anthony Mark D'Annunzio II. My family has been a part of the Jeannette community for our entire lives. I was born here, and I'm still here today. My childhood growing up in the city of Jeannette is something that I wouldn't trade for the world. It gave me an opportunity to be with people that I grew up with that were very special to me. I was able to grow and I was able to learn from them. And I'm still here today because of the people that live here. You know, they say that sometimes your best friends that you get are the ones that you have when you're in college. But that wasn't the case with me. My best friends were people that I grew up with and people from this town and from this city of Jeannette. I was involved with my family's businesses probably when I was 13 years old. My uncle's restaurant here in Jeannette opened in 1977. I wasn't even born yet. I was born in 79, but it didn't take me long to get started. That's really where I learned how to work and what it took to make something happen, not only in your life, but also in your community. I feel very fulfilled that I was able to have an opportunity to work at such a young age. And I think that's what we can strive to teach our kids here in town today, that when you create an atmosphere that requires you to work and achieve something on a daily basis, it's easier to do that as time goes on. The challenges that I face as an athletic director are many. There are many challenges on a daily basis. Things come up that you don't think would happen, but they do. Basically, functioning as an athletic department, there's a lot of things that people don't really think about or imagine that have to take place. It's almost like you're becoming an event planner in addition to being an athletic director. I'm happy to do it. I enjoy being there. I enjoy being at McKee Stadium. I enjoy being at our high school for basketball games. I enjoy going on the road. I just enjoy every moment of it. It's not work to me. I just love being in that atmosphere, you know, and it starts in the summer. It starts in August. I mean, I look forward to that first day of football camp, and I look forward to that first day of band camp when I'm just at my house in the morning and I have the windows open and I can start to hear the Jeannette marching band play. And that's when I know that it's like school's ready to go. I'm 38 years old, and every year that I hear it, it just gets better and better. I think the town has changed just on the fact of numbers. I think it has obviously decreased in size. That hasn't really affected the heart and the desire of the people that live here, but I'm hopeful that someday our population goes the other way and it starts to increase. So I think that's something that as a school and as a community that we can strive to build up our economic system here, and hopefully that attracts more people. When you put on a t-shirt or you put on a jersey or you put on your uniform that says Jeannette Jayhawks on it, it's not only an honor and a privilege, but you are taking a representation of everybody that lives in this town, because everybody that lives here loves our town, loves our sports, loves our community, and wants to see success. You don't just put on your uniform and say, oh, I'm playing today. I'm going out there and I'm going to give everything that I possibly have for my family, my friends, my coaches, my teammates, and my entire community. So that Jayhawk is something special, and it always will be. The advice that I would give Jeannette youth today would be to take advantage from every single person that you come in contact with, whether it be your teachers, your coaches, your family, your friends. There are people here that want to help you and want to see you succeed. So you need to go to those people that actually care about you and learn from them. I stay here within this community because I am closest to the people that I care about. My family's here, my friends are here, my jobs are here, and I've had a lot of opportunities to go and move away and to work for some other organizations, and I might have a chance to make more money, or I might have a chance to be in another place or experience a different part of the world, but I love it here. And I know that may sound somewhat narrow-minded, because there is more to the world than southwestern Pennsylvania, and there's more to the world than Jeannette, but my heart's here. I love it, and there's no other place that I'd rather be. It's nice to go and visit other places to experience what else is out there, but this will always be my home.